MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A stalled proposal to build a nuclear waste storage facility between Carlsbad and Hobbs could get new life after a Supreme Court decision Friday on a similar facility in West Texas. Interim Storage Partners received a license from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to build the site in Andrews, Texas in 2021 and was immediately appealed by the state of Texas and a consortium of opponents, including oil company Baskin Oil and Ranch. The license was vacated in August of 2023 by the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which said federal laws precluded the Nuclear Regulatory Commission from granting the license to the private facility under the Atomic Energy Act. The ruling was appealed to the Supreme Court in separate filings by the NRC and the company that wants to build the facility. The Supreme Court opted on Friday to consolidate the appeals into one case, and the Supreme Court justices agreed to hear the case, with a decision expected later this year. And Jal Police Officer Corey Patrick Saffel has pleaded guilty to three felony counts related to the unlawful arrest of a San Antonio man who later died in custody after being tased multiple times in July of 2021. Saffel and two co-defendants remain in custody facing multiple charges related to the death of the man. Court documents filed early in September outlined conditions for Saffel's supervised release, which included reducing the severity of his three charges in exchange for his likely testimony against his co-defendants and payment of restitution to the victim's family. Saffel entered his guilty plea in federal court on September 10th, admitting he violated the civil rights of the victim, referred to only as John Doe. The victim is believed to be Hector Nava, whose estate reached a $5 million settlement with the city of Jal in 2022 following a wrongful death lawsuit tied to the same incident for which the officers were originally indicted. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.